Hey, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. I want to give an extra special Merry Christmas to our friends in Israel and Palestine, really suffering over there. And I know they could really use a Merry Christmas. My name is Mac, and I'm here with Dylan Roof Dahmer and Quinn Shortage.
Adam Kwanza.
How are you guys? And Merry Christmas.
I'm great. I have a lot of coins today.
Do you think the people, the Israelis and the Palestinians, are happy about my Merry Christmas?
Listen to this, folks. Listen to
I don't think they have.
They probably don't celebrate.
I don't want to say they don't have access to this podcast.
They do.
They do. It's the public.
Yeah. Home. You know what's. Netanyahu's first name is BB.
Who's
hey, baby.
Oh, no.
Hey, baby.
What, who is this?
Hey, baby. You don't know who Netanyahu is?
No.
You don't know anything.
Bad. Well, this is the Bad Comedy Podcast, not the
Earlier
Bad Political
calling,
Alignment.
You were
podcast.
Calling herbs, herbs.
Sometimes
herbs, herbs.
I knew,
oh, yeah.
I knew how
herbs.
To, I knew how to pronounce herbs when I was 1 year old. 1 year old.
It's herb. It's herb. H-E-R-B.
It's silent. Herb. Just like how my last name has a silent K at the beginning, but not on my social media. It's secret.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't think anything really silent.
It's Knepper, but it's Nepper.
Oh.
I just took off the K because
it would have been neat.
Well, it's normally letter. No, it's normally like when it's an open mic like hosted by like a black guy or something, they can't pronounce it.
Fuck.
Is Matt Knepper here?
There aren't many silent.
There aren't many.
There's not that many like black guy last names that have silent letters. There's like none. Jefferson. Washington.
Okay.
What do they have against K's?
No.
Lincoln.
What am I trying to say?
Alex does not.
What? So
I'm hungover.
Alex, oh, you're hungover?
No. Well,
I was up till 7:30 a.m.
Doing what?
I mean.
Caffeine
at the I don't want to blow up a spot. I was at the John Hancock building.
Why?
Because I was just doing caffeine.
Collecting signatures.
You were doing coke in the John Hancock.
Well, actually,
for
caffeine.
What?
I mean,
weddings.
Caffeine pills
wedding?
To stay up and chat and talk about World War II and stuff.
He's trying to make a marriage illegal.
What? So you don't understand men. What men do is they take a bunch of caffeine and they talk about World War II really fast.
No.
In a circle. That's what men do.
Or they won't do drugs at all and talk about World War II.
Yeah. Or they'll be like Brad Kaufman and just buy a bunch of subscribers. Mm-hmm. Like just in the open instead of secretly buying fake ones from India through Saurabh.
What is the ratio? He gets $2, they get $1.
$1.
For out of what, $5?
I'm actually going to go on a campaign and like make a bunch of people subscribe to his channel.
No, we
so that he has to pay
that.
A bunch of money, and then I want the receipts.
We need to do that. We need to do the Paul Farvar 50-50 deal with Parkinson's, but maybe for autism.
We'll call it Markinson's, and it goes to my pocket, and I'll split it with you guys.
Yeah.
We should make puzzles.
Yeah.
What about Mark?
Wait,
what about
Karkin?
What about Mark Karkinson's? Like Mark Karski?
That's a puzzle.
Hey, what's up?
What's a puzzle? Hello.
I'm Jody Foster, and every other.
I'm a lesbian.
That's dope, huh?
I'm a lesbian. Do you guys know that?
Yeah. So Mac has this great new voice.
I drive a Subaru Outback, and I have
yes.
I have six dogs,
mm-hmm.
And I work at the zoo, and I wear cargo shorts.
I want to get my back blown out, like my Outback.
Oh, I love getting. I love when my wife puts on her strap on. Yes. But we're not allowed at the gay bars because they hate us like this.
At Roscoe's, they'll call you a fish.
They don't. Fish. They don't play.
They called me a fish.
They don't play this bullshit at my bars.
That means
not gay.
We listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
We gotta listen to Mac Knepper's joke.
Oh no!
Well,
this
is the gay bar, but.
lesbian
bars, they listen to like Led Zeppelin,
uh-huh.
A little bit of Metallica,
right?
It's like what John Hickok listens to.
And they go to Outback Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
is John a lesbian?
I was
loves guns. And
oh
outdoors,
man, whenever I was, so I was hanging out with him at the John Hancock building, and he just forced me to watch like Metallica and Slayer and stuff. Like every time I hang out with him. And we'd get drunk.
Who?
John Hickok.
John Hickok. Yeah, I was hanging out.
John Hickok?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bearded guy? Mm-hmm. Okay, with the guns?
Yeah.
He has access to the John Hancock?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's his birthright. His name's John Hickok, so we can go to John Hancock.
Well, no. Hickok is like... that's like a trailer park name. Hancock is like a skyscraper name.
It's not a trailer park name. It's actually the name of Wild Bill Hickok, one of the best, the coolest cowboys around. Mm-hmm. The rootin' tootin'.
He died playing poker.
He didn't know what to fold him.
Well, now they're all ace up his trailer park trash.
He made a living.
Cowboys are not a thing anymore.
You know
they
that,
should be a thing.
You know that I used to be... A river gambler. I made a living dealing cards.
Mm-hmm.
But my clothes were smooth and honest, but my heart was cold and dark.
Oh, okay.
I was shuffling for some Delta Boys on the way to New Orleans.
These have to be lyrics.
I was the biggest shark. Biggest shark they'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve.
It's singing the Texas Hold'em song.
They threw me overboard as I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim and I'll ride again.
Did they call you a fish?
Yeah. They called me a gay fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they
That's what they called me at Roscoe's. And I don't know how to play poker.
At Roscoe's?
You ever play gay fish?
Gay? That's a gay bar.
Is that like go fish? Yeah.
I used to live between... Like I was on Newport in... it was right between Wrigleyville and Halstead where the Roscoe's and stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't see many lesbians walking in there.
No.
Lots of gay guys.
It's like the old gay spot.
Isn't it kind of crazy how many gay guys are on Boys Town? It's like, what the heck? It's like this all day over there.
Yeah, it's a great spot for comedy.
You know what I hated? I would walk to the 7-Eleven hungover on Sundays, hungover as shit. And then I was like, I need Gatorade. And I would go to get Gatorades, but Sunday
that's literally something I would say.
But Sunday is the fucking main party day for gay guys, so I would have to deal with a bunch of guys do like this while I have a big ass headache
at like 3 p.m.
Yeah, and they're like, "Hey," like Matt Brown would be prancing around in his sequin tuxedo.
Honestly, I want to start wearing more.
He sings opera so well, you guys.
Really?
Yeah, I sang opera for my last show.
Sing
no
it.
One went to
sing
go
it.
See it.
Sing it not. Sing not.
Do you want me to sing it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to sing. I sang Ave Maria.
Do it.
I'll sing a stanza.
If Mac's going to sing one.
I used to be in a church choir.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know this song? Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Yeah, but we sing like Christmas carols.
What about Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
No.
Let's take a bite out of comedy, folks. So you do some comedy. The other night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like
you did some comedy the other night.
I did.
Six people, impressive.
Thank you. It wasn't my show.
And then it was mostly lesbians with purple hair.
No, it wasn't.
From Ukraine.
No. They weren't all... No. There was just one lady from Romania, and I talked to her. I tried to do crowd work.
Was she a lesbian?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I haven't asked, to be fair.
Did she drive a Subaru Outback? You can tell by that.
I didn't see what she drove, but she talked throughout the entire show.
I love those people.
Yeah. There were six people there. It's at a club.
That's where you are supposed to do your improvised crowd work.
That's why I targeted
her. You shut
her
down and say, shut up, you lesbian.
Yeah, because she'll talk during my set.
Yeah.
So I was
Go back to your dogs
so
and your
I was
Subaru.
Like, yeah, so
I
was like...
You're possessed by a lesbian demon.
Yeah, I'm possessed. I'm Dr. Fauci.
So anyways, I was doing crowd work with this Romanian chick. And I was like, what's going on over there? What's the politics like?
It's like Million Dead.
Yeah, and she's like, well, The one I kind of was zoning out because I was like three cucumber lime mules in, and I had two free drink tickets, so I was going fucking nuts. I love the cucumber limes.
You guzzled down a full cucumber.
Cucumber
what
lime
the heck?
Mule. I love that shit. So
I'm zoning out during crowd work.
I like mules.
Best drink.
It's also good.
Drink.
It's a good animal.
I want to be. One day I'll be 100% sober, but. Cucumber lime mules at beauty bars. The reason why I keep relapsing. To my addiction.
I think it's mules that can't reproduce because it's a mix between, I think. It's a horse and a donkey mix.
That's why I love fucking them.
You love.
Ew.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's a good idea for an OnlyFans. So you do a donkey show where you get banged by a donkey.
No, thank you.
Oh, guys,
that was a good joke. Leave your comments below on what you think.
Guys, so keep your eye on OnlyFans. She's gonna be launching coin footage where she's gonna show her hobbit feet.
Yeah,
she's gonna be taking pictures of her hobbit feet
next week. I will be bathing it in your substance of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So just leave it in the comments below and send $5.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're bumping up the price soon. $5.
Yeah. I got to make an announcement that at
Bidenomics.
As a New Year's gift to new people, price is going to go up.
$92. God damn.
No, but this is going to include.
Merry Christmas, by the way, guys.
Picking some scabs.
Merry Smellsmas.
Yeah. What about what day is Kwanzaa? Because I don't think Zacko had his Kwanzaa party at Laugh Factory this year, which is pretty.
Zacko Ryan?
Yeah, he always hosted the Kwanzaa party.
Best Kwanzaa parties.
Dead ass.
Yeah, at Laugh Factory.
Because he's black.
Because he's a black guy. He thinks he's black.
Joking. Okay.
No, he's in Austin now, and he refused to come back and do the Kwanzaa party.
Why is everyone going to Austin? Come back, Zacko. I want to pet your dog.
They all sent me a picture of like Zacko. Zacko was like on Instagram Live, like doing an unboxing. And obviously, me and Zacko have each other blocked because we're ops.
I thought you guys like talked it out.
No, he's terrified of me.
I'd be too.
After he threatened to kill me.
Oh.
I was like, what the heck?
What the frick? That's so mean.
When I see all these millions of people dying all over the world, I'm like, what the heck?
Dude, I started making my 9/11 reaction compilation. And like a few of the clips are like, what the heck?
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
You should use what the.
Or I'll be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, just do a bunch of different, like the Hindenburg going down. Just like a bunch of different, a bunch of different like tragedies. The Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, you're just like reacting to all the historical tragedies and your face is just in the corner like.
No,
you're just like, what the?
Floyd. I think George Floyd would be too far, though.
It's like, no.
But Hindenburg would be good.
Yeah, for George Floyd, would be kind of
awkward.
Yeah. It'd be a lot of content.
Yeah, but I would say 9/11, like Hindenburg, maybe even, I want to say this word without getting in trouble on YouTube, Holocaust?
Uh-huh.
We can do you can do that.
that'd be a
touchdown.
Not as much
in
of
my
an
opinion.
Event, I guess. But yeah, I feel like the Pentagon.
They have a lot of pens.
Square now.
They have a lot of pens over there. We're overspending on pens, which is part of I think what the Department of Government Efficiency is going to get rid of at the Pentagon through I think it's Pete Hegseth Rogan or something.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like it'd be cool if you saw like Jack Black at. Like 9/11.
Seth Rogen's movies are good.
Holy shit.
Mm.
Seth Rogen and Joe Rogan are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, they have the same last name.
And
they don't talk.
They might be cousins.
Wait. Mm. Tom Brady, Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
That's why they both like weed, though.
Wayne Brady is pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
He fucks pans.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a pan?
Wayne Brady, that's the one who made out with his son, right?
No, that was me. I made out with my son.
Okay.
But my son got taken away
Brady did that, I don't think.
Tom Brady would kiss his kids on the lips, but he didn't make out with them.
Oh, okay.
It was just like a family thing.
It was just a family thing. It's
family
like, yeah.
tradition.
It's, if it's cultural, it's different. But then if it's just a weird white
yeah,
family.
Especially on camera.
Yeah. That's white cultural. We smooch our kids.
No, or I saw
Dude,
a kid
I would never
mom
touch my
long.
Kid. That's mm-hmm. fucking gross.
Oh, speaking of
never give him them a hug or mm-hmm. anything.
Speaking
they need to grow
of,
the fuck up.
Speaking of smooching, the what's that in Home Alone? There's that
three
crime
or two
movie.
Or
there's that crime movie that he watches
Die Hard?
In it, where the guy always like shoots yeah. the people. He's like 1, 2, 10.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like
yeah,
yellow, no good. Get your yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Yeah,
like some Joe
I love that.
But
when I heard smooching, he's like, I think he says like, I caught you and this person smooching. So that's why for Christmas, Home Alone,
yeah,
it all comes full circle. I watched the movie Pig.
Yes.
Pig?
Yep, it was a recommendation from Senator John Kennedy, the cool John Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I love Nick Cage. I'm not watching Nick Cage movie tonight.
I love Cher.
It's like no wonder shit doesn't get done in like Congress or because they end up on these like little personal trying to be funny anecdotes and stuff. And
well, I think so. It was a flood insurance bill where
yeah. What the fuck are they talking about with?
Well,
like they're talking about Cher being cool and stuff. And it's
well,
like,
I cut out the substantive
Do you
stuff
believe?
That Rand Paul was saying. Basically, Rand Paul is saying that we don't need to give people like Cher and Nicolas Cage. They're rich enough to buy their own flood insurance. It should be coming
off.
From the government. So he was trying to trill.
They're gonna move
trim,
to Utah anyways.
He's trying to trim John Kennedy's. Bill that basically covers everyone for flood insurance, which is a good national program because like a lot of private companies won't sell flood insurance in certain areas.
Yeah,
because they lose a shitload of money if they do.
You can't really insure for flood. I'm the insurance whisperer. If you guys didn't know, if you ever have questions about insurance,
yeah. Well, if you need property casualty, you talk to him. You need life insurance advice, talk to me.
And if you just need someone to talk to, that's me.
Well, you need someone to talk to, so she really needs someone to talk to. So if you could give her a call at 847-362-4264.
I'm probably quitting therapy so I can afford rent, yeah.
You go to therapy? Yeah. This is I do stand-up comedy as therapy, healthy. Actually.
No, because you don't do it.
No, I do it as like I see it as therapy.
I see it very therapeutic as well. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's like the hackest thing people say. I hate when people say that.
No.
I do this instead of therapy.
Yeah.
I do therapy. Like,
no, go back to therapy. Okay, this is where we talk about guns and pans. And
yeah,
trans
I literally made this joke. I literally made this joke where I was like.
That's supposed to be a yawn, but it sounded like somebody was fucking coming.
Yeah, that sounded like, that sounded too, too much. Really out of 10. Should have turned it down to a 7.
Sorry. Anyway. Continue.
No.
We all support each other.
How many coins? So how many coins you got balanced. There?
I haven't counted. I was just stacking them.
Are you short?
I don't know.
That's a lot of pennies.
Yeah, this is 50 cents worth.
Dude, I think that, so I was hanging out with John Hinchcliffe yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the machine gun guy, and it was his girlfriend's birthday, and then Junior met up with us, and Dale was there too, and John really wants to have sex with Junior Stopka. Mm-hmm. John Hickok.
What's that?
He says he's the best.
Well, he is the best, but mm-hmm. John wants to get banged by him, I think. I asked John, like, if Junior, in front of his girlfriend,
that
said...
That sounds like, yeah, that sounds
I said
familiar.
Junior
Sapka or
yeah, anything? he used to tour with Stanhope. He's still friends with Stanhope and probably still could tour with him. But he just is in and out of shows. But he'll do shows.
It's cool seeing just a really talented comic and get no love from the scene, basically, but...
Yeah.
Then when two.
But also like, not. He's not like reaching out to get booked. You know. Yeah. It's like Dale.
I saw Anthony Fuentes for the first time last night. I was.
You like, saw Nick Fuentes
really?
In person.
He impressed me. I've never seen him before.
Wait, where did you see Nick Fuentes?
Nick Fuentes?
No, I said Anthony. boyfriend.
Oh, the
big fish.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. He's funny.
I like him because
he's scary. He's very like, he's like a lot though. He'll like come up to you and grab your arm and be like, "Listen, kid, I want to put you in something big."
He likes my TikTok videos, so I'll give him that.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I got a cousin who needs a little help. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's probably just me because maybe you want to like film me, do comedy. I can like edit it. I can like give you like $20 for it. Do you want to do that?
Oh, nice. He doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, it does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Not at all.
He's like, I can offer you a cigar outside if you come.
He's more like, can you make it the video for me?
I have to be honest. His midget impression was incredible.
Can you please make it the video for me?
He did a little midget voice. And it was so good.
It was like an Adam Gilbert voice.
He's like, hey, yo, man.
Oh, it was like a midget that was getting like thrown or harassed or something. Like, hey, man. Like, I don't know.
Hey,
it sounded like a...
Hey, man, I need
midget.
Oh, he's not tiny.
I saw the tamale guy, and Dale was like, "I hate that tamale guy." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, you, Dale, you hate the tamale guy. Yeah, you."
Oh. Wait, at Kohl's or where?
At Star Bar. Oh, Star Bar. Star Bar has a slot machine.
Oh, nice.
And it's not real gambling. I just want to say it for the record for your YouTube.
Thank God.
Yeah. No, but I happened to win in fake money. I won like $200 putting in 20.
I hate gambling.
You do?
And when I say fake money...
Is that why you only have these coins?
I hate gambling. Do they have an open mic there?
No.
Oh. Well, then why were you there?
Because I don't need
boys.
It's boys at night, and we're fucking rocking and rolling. We were sucking the night's D.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that much.
All night
sucking the night's D. All the way till 7 a.m.
Why?
Some people wake up at 7 a.m. I go to bed at 7 a.m.
You were partying.
He was partying last night.
You were partying? You didn't invite Dylan?
I wear sunglasses.
No, and he didn't watch Pig the movie with me either.
No, I watched Pig by myself.
Okay. Better time.
That's so fucked up.
Well,
just like, hey, Dylan, could you just come over so we can make another 35 cents?
Oh, I also tried to overstay my welcome at John Hickok's house.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would never stay. I would never hang out.
He wouldn't let me. Yeah.
Why?
I would hang out with John Hickok, just like not at his place.
Yeah. His place rules.
His place is like a block away.
Dude, I don't know.
He's literally the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, no, I bet he is.
He's like Paul Farivar, except he doesn't run a Ponzi scheme.
But you just know better. You know what happens. These freak offs sometimes, and who knows? You wake up and
he's
behind you.
He has cameras all over so that he can blackmail his friends like me. He has a bunch of blackmail on me. So,
like what?
Like, I can't, I mean,
I guess
talk
he
about
can't
it.
Say it because it's blackmail.
Yeah.
That
sucks. No, he sent, no, actually, he introduced me.
Lego,
he introduced me to a, he introduced
oh,
me,
you took DMT there.
He
cool.
introduced me to a black male. That's what I meant.
Okay, cool.
He has a black friend that I met.
Got
that's
black.
Good.
Isn't it kind of fucked up that they call a crime black male?
Mm.
Is that not the most systemic racist thing you've ever heard?
I don't think it has anything to do with racism.
You get arrested for being a black male?
I think it just... I don't know. They label everything like there's like Black Friday. I mean, that's
not a crime.
Yeah, black is kind of just like an overall term.
But it's also
a
like
color.
Black,
well,
like,
yeah,
it's our favorite color.
But it's associated
like ignoring
with
the racism of it.
Yeah,
the critical race theory of it. I have a I have a critical race theory.
What's white male?
Or a white collar?
White
crime?
Male is not even a crime.
What is
it should be, though.
It should be. We got to equalize these laws.
Yeah.
This is a good joke. What's Asian male?
Asian male?
Yeah. Spam.
Probably is probably a spy. probably a spy from China.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because they have a big population.
All right. So on top of deporting all the illegal immigrants, we also need to deport people that go by the Z's.
I like illegal immigrants here, honestly. It's kind of a party.
Well, no, we'll keep the ones that have been here for a while that are paying taxes and stuff. We'll get rid of all the criminals, and then we'll get rid of the people with Z-Zer.
But what if they're good at stand-up comedy?
I was just thinking if they're funny.
Yeah. I want them to be in the pod. Actually, could they work on the pod?
Well, Noe Gonzalez isn't funny enough. He's funny, but he's got to get deported. Or our guest from last week.
Green man.
No,
green
Noe. Noe.
That was probably the last.
Noe definitely like.
That was
works
the last time.
That's,
no.
You the last Jeez. Time.
He was our guest before. He's the fucking Mexican
Can
guy.
We bring him back?
You just remember people.
I remember Noe.
You don't remember people of color.
She's
no,
doing
I remember Noe. I remember Noe. It just
she's not even
that
colorblind.
That was the last time I'm ever going to see him.
She's not even
Why?
Colorblind. She can't even see. She can't even
well,
see
that's
people
why I have
of color.
These fucking sunglasses. It's not like an aesthetic thing. I need them.
Oh, I need to get rose colored glasses.
Your energy? Are they
for what?
Well, if you have rose colored lenses, it's like a kind of a filter that makes the world look. Like brighter,
better.
Nicer, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there's a saying, like it's like looking through the world through rose-colored lenses. It's an old adage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
Maybe
have
it,
some.
Yeah.
We have a lot of adages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should get yellow sunglasses so everything looks like pee.
Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't look like pee. It probably would just look more yellow.
No, so last night,
was that Brian Crow?
Was making fun of, like, at one point, he was like, I was making fun of Brian Rowe or something, like, said really loudly, and I was like, ah!
I'm not, yeah, I would never make fun of that guy in public.
No, I'm Brian Rowe.
Hey, I'm Brian.
Hey,
Brian
Scott
likes.
Darling, I'll suck your penis if I can get go on tour with you.
Oh. You would never.
Where is Scott Darling?
No, I would go on
not
tour.
Not really a darling of the comedy scene.
That would be the worst
around.
Show ever.
Come on, tour is risky. You got to be with the right people.
Hey, Zach O'Ryan.
I'm going to Indiana. Indiana. I'm going to all the hot spots in Indiana.
India. Is that state named after Indians? Because
what?
Because Be- that's because calling someone an Indian is bad. They're indigenous. I'm an indigenous person.
I'm from Indiana.
So they should change it to Indiana.
Okay.
Indigenousiana. Indigenous people. Anna.
It's funny. There's a lot of Indians there, mm-hmm. even for.
Like the ones that are like, I'm Indian? Or the ones that are like, I am Indian.
Like they eat spicy food.
Dots or feathers?
Sherry said.
Well, yeah.
Connect
also,
the dots.
They
we need
both
more feathers
do
and less dots
and feathers, right?
What?
They both do dots and feathers, right?
No, the dots are the ones from the fake India. Yeah, they're no. The real Indians are the American Indians.
Yeah. So
I had to destroy a Native American last roast battle.
Oh yeah, that's kind of bad for their community.
What was their spiritual animal during
but they
that
do,
time?
You probably love them because they have casinos.
He's gay, so I said he was saving horse, riding cowboy.
So he was
cowboy.
A bear.
He said I was like. Has CTE from getting kicked in the head with by a horse or something. I was like, that's my Native American name? Damn.
What are your thoughts on this coin
that's
shortage?
Funny.
I've been thinking about hiring one
Indian
half
horse.
Of the one half of the poor to kill the other half.
Wait, what?
One
no.
half of the poor.
No.
They're like Hunger Games?
No, well, I hire each side to kill the other half, yeah.
Like what do you mean, like what side? Games. How
and
do you pick the sides?
It's just maybe politically, that might be the easiest. And then I'll keep doing that until, so it'll be half, and then I'll hire two halves of that until there's one guy left.
It's like when
Yeah, but politics aren't like just a binary system, even though we are told that.
Oh, it's non-binary.
Yeah, it has. It's like
woke
a spectrum.
Woke is bullshit. That's a quote from the Donald. Thank you.
No, but
thank you, Donald.
Once we get our money right, then we.
I don't
start
like Donald Trump.
About...
Why? What did he ever do to you? Did he?
He brainwashed my father.
Did he
and I can't talk to him for like 8 years. Oh,
wow. Are you sure that you're not the one who's been brainwashed?
No, I'm not brainwashed coming. Because I don't bring him up every fucking podcast.
You just brought him up.
No, I didn't.
She's implying that you're brainwashed.
What about a movie called Donald Clumps? It's like the Clumps, but they're all, instead of Eddie Murphy, it's Donald Trump.
Right.
In different fat suits.
That's funny. Yeah, Fat Albert.
Fat Albers. That's good.
That's good. Hey. He should say that on stage.
Hey.
Chris Fort had to.
Gay.
He tried to like do that last night.
I'm Chris Fort.
No, he's like, I'm Fat Albert. Like, hey.
Oh, he did?
Just kind of kept going.
I think I might have given him the Fat Albert idea.
You gave him a hack Albers?
No, because I talked to Chris Fort quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He's a good, very good dude.
Fort Albert.
He's like,
Chris Fort.
He's like, thank y'all. I'm Chris Fort. Uh-huh. Have a good night.
Fort. Oh, that's so slow.
He's like, I'm Dark Vader.
That did sound like.
Did he actually play Darth Vader?
Well, when he was in his imagination with his friends in school.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But he would, but they would call him they would call him Dark Vader because he was black.
Oh.
He's like,
okay,
I'm Dark Vader.
They used to
Dark Vader Ginsburg.
They used to say I smelled like barbecue.
They did.
Yeah, in high school.
You do kind of smell like barbecue.
Why?
I don't know. It's
pheromones?
Like, you actually kind of smell. You smell like sulfur, kind of like Hillary Clinton.
Holy. I've been smelling sulfur like ever since I was 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever since I got the Maxine, I've been smelling sulfur. I've been seeing like the future and stuff.
You've been staying up till 8 a.m.
7 a.m. actually. Mm-hmm. Central Standard Time.
Sometimes we'll be up
for our international listeners.
How much did you drink?
Probably like 80 gallons.
Yeah.
What?
A coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Joe killing a gallon of coffee was there serving us.
I've gone on like benders of like 3 or 4 days sometimes where I'm on Adderall, don't sleep, and it's horrible for you, obviously. But then by the end of
that sounds fun though.
Ooh, I got prescribed sleeping
song,
pills,
and I'm like hearing a song like a new way that I never heard before. I'm like, I need to get some sleep.
Yeah, I mean, sleep deprivation is kind of a drug in itself.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the choking game, you know. you guys want to do the choking game?
Yeah, that would be cool. You want us to make you pass out?
Well, we're gonna all choke each other in a triangle.
I'm good. Thanks.
What about a human
triangle choke?
Oh, you know, it'd be a good prank if we were a human centipede. We sewed ourselves.
Oh,
that would be such a good prank. Show them.
Yeah.
No, we should call it like our pranks. Podcast, like the human centipede.
Like we made Dan Kass vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Strength in numbers.
There's so much. We have so much power. It's insane. We literally forced Dan Kass's hand to vote for Trump.
Dude.
I wasn't going to even vote at all. Actually, the main reason I did vote is because I saw on MSNBC they said.
Yeah,
Trump was a fascist, like Hitler, and I was like,
yeah.
I love Hitler. Count me in, and I voted for Trump.
Yeah, I know you love Hitler.
I think that I'm totally like okay with him just being a dictator.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, but yeah.
It's kind of
I love like good guys.
Yeah, I like people that don't try to take all of our guns so that they can rule over us. Like
yeah, I like when they point the guns at me already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a fascist leader or a dictator wouldn't be pro Second Amendment because they would want to take the guns away from the civilians so they can control them.
Right, that's how that works.
That is how it works.
Yeah, there needs more school shootings. We need more of that.
Yeah,
to really put ourselves in a place.
Because guns shoot people.
Yeah.
On their own.
Right.
Actually, the most recent school shootings have been mostly non-binary and trans people, if you want to look into it. And it was pistols, actually. It was pistols, and they're trying to ban AR-15s. all you can't buy
it.
They
want
to ban drag shows, but not gun shows.
So many like liberals don't understand that you can't like just go to the store and buy a machine gun. People think that like AR-15s are fully auto machine guns.
I can literally go buy a gun right now.
You'd have to get your FOID card, and then you'd have to have
Indiana.
There's a few day wait.
Dude, I'm literally gonna go buy a car to just make you shut up.
You're gonna buy a car?
a gun.
Mm-hmm. Also,
it's probably on Vive.
You know, like,
it's going to be so
you know,
easy.
Cars kill people by their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like cars either.
It's a good movie.
Cars, though.
We do need more.
Now we need less.
Okay,
cars.
So you should then give away your car.
I can't.
Give it to Paul Farrakhan's Ponzi
because
scheme.
We're in a car dependent society.
They're not
a car surplus.
Yeah, though. I have to fucking drive everywhere.
I thought you roller.
I have to go to Skokie to help Stephen Haas.
I thought you roller skated everywhere.
Roller skate.
I can't roller skate because Trump said it's too woke,
no,
and I have
he didn't.
To can't fucking
no.
roller skate anymore.
No, he's trying to give women the freedom to roller skate whatever they want and put on makeup.
Well, as long as they look like the
look
woman
like
to have sex with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that Blake Burkhardt joke. I look like the guy.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk rules, and everyone loved Elon Musk
yeah,
until he...
Trump and Elon Musk are fucking... No,
that's fine.
Interesting.
What, you hate gay people?
No, I just don't. I hate when gay people are hypocrites. But that would kind of be like a funny movie. Like, let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
To have like a Republican president like fall in love with like a CEO billionaire like Nepo baby.
That'd
be kind of like cute.
What's a hypocrite? Is it like a hippo with a critter on it or something?
Yeah, it's like sycophant.
Sycophant is an elephant that goes bye, bye, bye with its trunk.
Yeah. Ew, that was such a stretch.
I've been hearing the word.
You were thinking about it.
I've been hearing the word sycophant on the news a lot. And
I know.
It concerns me because I think Bob Keane is behind the deep state Mockingbird Media now because Bob Keane is the only person that knows that word.
More like Bob I haven't seen.
Yeah. Nice. What about Bean Cobb?
He's an easy bar because that bar is really easy to get
mm-hmm.
no
yeah.
laughs.
Yeah. And then you say,
he gets booked
this.
A lot on his own shows.
Oh, I want to book him on a show. No. I want to have a show that's just like edgy comedians, and I want to have it at the Annoyance and have it be a musical, and I want him to be in it.
Oh,
it's going to be so gross.
Have it at
it's
the Annoyance,
so
and then I'll be like super racist.
Actually, maybe Bughouse, because I kind of want to show my face at the Annoyance.
Bughouse Theater just sounds like the worst woke bullshit.
That's why you want
to do
it.
There's no drinking there.
Really? Oh, I just imagine a bunch of...
there's no bar.
I just imagine a bunch of bug-eyed
purple haired.
It used to
be a church.
But you would like the chaos of producing a show like that there.
Yeah.
It used to
yeah.
be a
No, there's something about the Annoyance, yeah.
It used to be a church?
Yeah.
And they have this, what, this satanic bug house theater church?
I don't know. They just lost... I don't know.
That's like when Stephen...
I don't even remember what religion.
Stephen Hofstetter took over a church and turned it into an indentured servitude compound.
I commented on one of his
yeah,
like,
and then
Facebook
I deported
posts.
Him from Pittsburgh.
I've commented.
I've never
on
been
his,
to Pittsburgh.
Like, maybe, why does this guy get heckled all the time?
Who?
Maybe it's because he sucks.
Wait, who gets heckled?
The redhead guy who was like destroyed the heckler.
He's the guy who kind of started that whole thing of guy destroys heckler video.
Oh,
the lamest shit of all time.
But
it's all set
all
up.
Videos and it's like. Oh, maybe you just suck.
He does a Q&A at the end.
I got heckled like 5 times, maybe.
That's I'm going to steal that.
He does a Q&A after the show, and then he asks like controversial questions, and then when someone like says like an answer that's like conservative or something, then he destroys them.
It would be funny to like have like one of us be a plant for the other
it's
one
all
in the audience.
Yeah, but he would. Burr. I bet he would recognize my face and put bigger mustache on. But I kind of caused a rebellion in Pittsburgh behind the scenes. It's kind of a proxy war.
Why?
Because I wanted Stephen Hofstetter out.
That'd be funny.
I like Pittsburgh.
You. I'd be like, you suck.
He was ruining the comedy scene there. And he had all these lame-ass rooms. And he would...
Stephen Haas?
Stephen Hofstetter.
Hofstetter.
Yeah, no, Stephen Haas is the guy who has sex with Adam Addison.
Wait, can you, like, show me a photo of him?
Stephen Hofstetter. You will die if you see it, though.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I just on the iPad.
It's on airplane mode.
Why is it on airplane
he's
mode?
He's in lazy mode.
Access denied.
See? I just tried. Oh,
you look him up.
Yeah. Well, I watch this. Hey, what's up? I'm a lesbian. Oh, it's a cancel police.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get me for pretending I'm a... I identify as a lesbian, actually. Can I do that?
Yeah. You can, but I might run into some... I don't know if the lesbians are going to take you...
I'll just change the way I talk.
Now, there's something about, like, your specific frequency that just matches that a little too
well.
Oh,
I found him.
Yeah. You might have been a woman. I could be a lesbian. Well, I have transitioned a few times.
He looks like Alden Berg.
Yeah.
All redheads look alike racist.
Stop booking
lads. It's just
lads.
Like the jaw.
What?
It's the jaw.
The jaw? Jaundice? You had jaundice one time, right?
Yeah, I fucking love... Oh.
I bet that Blake Burkhart would have...
No!
Sorry. Would have been super attracted to you with you had jaundice because he loves The Simpsons.
Oh, my God.
Because he... Well, you know, he beats off to the... videos of Homer effing at Lisa. Yeah. It's actually a well known fact that I've walked in on Blake watching the porn where Homer fucks Lisa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Not
but
even just The Simpsons. It's that one.
No,
it's...
I mean, Dale's seen him do it. Uh-huh. I have a lot of people. It's weird because he's like beating off several times a day to the same video or maybe a variant of the video of Homer fucking Lisa. Mm-hmm. It's cartoon incest.
He was a Nobel Peace Prize nominee.
Huh? I was at
Zuni's. He was a Nobel Peace Prize nominee?
You're looking at the wrong person.
What does nominee even mean? I could probably be a nominee.
Well, then you try being a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, I'll try getting a gun.
I think that
Dylan, you need to try getting something this week.
I think I can just nominate Mac for that.
Yeah. And then I should win literally. It because I got Stephen Hofstetter out.
No, let's try to get
we
Mac
should all do that for each
Nepper
other.
With a K.
What about the...
So it could be more official.
What about the Brian Krobel Peace Prize? How about that?
I had such a good prank.
Well, we're not even probably going to win the Gazelles because you made a swear word comment. That was very nice.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, guys.
To all my hoes.
So, you know what these...
All y'all little hoes.
I think I'm stealing this joke from someone.
Why?
Or someone I listen to. Well,
Happy
Hanukkah. All these UFOs are Santa has there's too many people, so Santa has to get a bunch of drones to help deliver presents.
Nice.
So that's why that's what all these they're not aliens, they're Santa.
Nice.
And I can't wait till like people
ho,
just
ho,
stop.
Ho.
So it's just even a digital man is talking over you.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then eventually
I'm really sorry.
Aww. I'm so sorry.
Cannot sleep tonight.
I can't wait till like
Christmas?
No, till like okay, every time you hit that there's like a really high frequency. Right. Yeah, uh-huh. Right next to the mic.
Yeah, it's kind of like when that episode where you were just like where you were chewing the whole time into the microphone.
I did that
on purpose
the other day. I was at a mic where it would make like a noise.
No one told me it would be annoying.
You can't say oy vey, you're not Jewish.
No, I asked my Jewish friend. She said it's fine.
Well, guess
I
what?
Saying that after a Jewish joke that doesn't do well. Or
you can ask me. I'm 13%. Ask me if it's okay.
No, she's like fully Jewish.
Oh.
I got her permission.
On her mom's side or her dad's side?
Fuck, I don't know.
Because it only passes down from the mom's side. I'm 13% Jewish on my mom's side.
She's like really Jewish, though.
What was it?
She's like, hi. Can I get some coins from your coin shot?
No, she's not.
She's not that Jewish.
She's not like Fox News, like...
Fauci. I'm Fauci. Hey, take this shot. I'm Fauci. It's going to kill you.
I'm so happy. I'm just
going to have to die.
I mean, hey, it's super liberal to take the shot that kills you.
Soon. So.
I was at Zany's the other day, and I saw Blake go in the bathroom. And
yummy.
And I was like... I just heard the
you just heard.
So I was like, oh gosh, what's going on?
You just
there?
Heard bam 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 bam.
Yeah.
And then
it came out kind of sweaty.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And then you probably heard like something that I'm gonna
like
find here.
That's actually exactly.
Yeah. Not that.
Yeah, Blake Burkhart. We're like jerk to Bart
Yeah, heart. Honestly.
Yeah, more like Blake. More like, how about this? More like Blake Birkenstock.
Blake.
Wait,
Blake
I don't get that.
Heart.
Jerk wear Bart. Birkenstocks?
Blake Birkenstock.
Blake Jerk Bart.
Yeah, Jerk Bart. I like that because he jerks off to Bart.
Yeah.
So actually, I think he has been switching more to the male characters.
He's watching
to
more
them.
To Futurama.
Well, now he's watching the porn where Barney from The Simpsons fucks Bart.
Mm.
Bart says at the chalkboard writing, I got molested. I got molested.
Yeah,
I got molested.
He's evolved to the gay Simpsons cartoon porn.
No.
Go back
to the OGs.
I'm just talking about truth.
He's simping over his
son. I'm speaking truth to power.
Gosh.
Son's a simp.
My little spiel about Christmas, and then I got to go.
Give us your Jessica spiel.
I feel like the people are going to stop spreading the lie of Santa Claus to their kin.
Okay, well, Good. Well, first of all, take that back. That's a lie.
What do you mean?
Santa's real.
Santa is real.
Are you talking shit about Israel?
No.
Do you think it's going to...
Santa
need the magic
is real, but he is on... He's going to come back, like the second coming of Christ.
Honestly, I hope I could use
the
magic of Christmas again, and then it got taken away. And
do you hate Christmas?
No, but I just feel like it's like you're taught that there's this magical thing, and then they're basically gaslighting you into believing it, and then all of a sudden,
yeah, my parents were so pissed, and they're like, "Why didn't you thank me from your gifts?" And I was like, "Cause fucking Santa did it, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, it's like, I like
yeah.
Santa.
You didn't do shit.
Like,
yeah, why would I thank you? I'm thanking Santa."
Yeah,
it was like, it was always weird.
Man, like,
well,
and then she pushed me down a flight of stairs.
How I knew Santa was real was that
Santa never did that.
So
Santa,
my parents would put out cookies like by the to help feed the reindeer, and they'd be like nibbled in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So that's literally proof that you know.
Yeah,
it makes
I
sense,
found
though.
Shit on the floor.
You probably got coal every year.
I know. The polar you Santa.
The shit on your floor?
It's different. We talked about this.
This is what if you ever put your ear up to the men's Zany's bathroom where Stephen Huss and Adam Addis have sex. It sounds like this.
That's not funny. I literally have to record a sketch with them and like, no. I have to go now.
You go to the other bathroom. All
right.
And then, you go to the other bathroom and Blake Burkhart is going like...
Any last words? Because I'm going to literally piss and leave.
What the heck?
That's so badass.
Yeah. I'm going to...
This is definitely the piss and poop episode.
Have you ever pissed in your
ass? I can see why a lot of podcasts detour to this. I'm learning the art of podding because I've realized that it's an art, and I listened to the last episode and I was kind of just saying, fuck, shit, fuck. And to be fair, I was on a Four Loko. And it made me a little loco
for
my favorite four-letter words. You know what
I'm
saying?
I was off to Four Loko. I was off of Four Loko that day, G.
Those Four Loko words.
I didn't say it like that. But yeah, OB, and please don't hate me. I'm sorry for what I said at Beauty Bar.
This is Stephen Haas in the bathroom.
All right.
Okay, so
I'm going to ride on.
Wait, no, hold on.
Take me
on. Hold on, let's do prugs. Do you have any prugs?
Plugs.
Do you have any plugs?
Do
you have any shows? You can plug
my movie, my Christmas movie.
You
that
can plug
I'm in.
Christmas. Oh, Christmas movie.
I'm in it's called Uncle Santa. Fuck me.
Nice.
Watch it. What? Yeah.
How long is it?
I don't know if I should be promoting
minutes.
It. Actually.
I'd rather
maybe
watch
I
the
shouldn't.
Documentary, Thank You, Dr. Fauci, where it explains how Fauci basically started AIDS. And
maybe the fans can let us know, should she be promoting this or not?
Uncle Santa 2024. Wait, what's it's by State Park Media? I play Parker.
Wait.
It is a fun
rewind.
Your,
there,
your character is Parker.
It's
Parker
it's it was funded by the state run media.
No, that's what it's called.
So the government made you make propaganda for them?
No, this is really funny, but I have to go. So the name, it's Maddox McDonald on his YouTube channel. Wow. Check it out.
That's the douchiest name anyone can have.
No, he's from LaGrange, dude.
Plug. From LaGrange?
LaGrange, yeah.
I know LaGrange.
Yeah, I fucking love LaGrange.
I don't.
I wouldn't live LaGrange there, but I love going there.
What about home on LaGrange? Right?
Yeah, ZZ Top, LaGrange. I love that one.
So, catch her movie on...
It's not my movie.
Where do you watch it?
YouTube. It's 14 minutes long. It's a student film.
What's
thing.
Well, that's.
But it's not. That's funded not even by a student.
That's not a film. That's like a short.
That's a short.
Stephen Hosh bullshit thing.
I just. You got to be in that stuff, okay? And it's a lovely movie. It's very cute. It's very adorable. I like the script.
I have a quick question.
I did
about
not
Stephen
see
Haas
it yet.
For you.
What
is he a person or is he a robot built by his father Bert Haas?
He's probably just a Libra.
What the fuck is that?
Fauci's is that like fucking
a,
daughter.
Is that, like, is that like a lesbian zebra or some shit?
People just assume I'm a cancer.
People, hey, yeah, people just assume I...
Hey, I'm a zebra. I'm a lesbian zebra.
I'm a Capri Sun. I want to...
I'm a lesbian zebra. People call me a Libra.
Dude, have you ever got like fat shamed for drinking a Capri Sun? Because I have.
Are you serious? It's
fucking nuts. Yeah, right?
Probably behind my back.
Were you fat?
No. Like it was like a week ago.
You're getting pretty fat.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Dude,
no.
My legs are fucked. They hurt so bad because I weightlifted. I squat weightlifted for the first time in a long time.
I did want to say, go to patreon.com/badcomedy for the good episodes. I also do want to pitch proposals to you guys. I kind of want to become more like the Alex Jones show. but hold on. Meaning we need to get hotter like Alex Jones. All of us need to get hotter. 2025, we're all going to get hotter like Alex Jones. And then if you want to get hot and healthy,
let's all be tan, but not racially insensitive tan, please.
Well,
Mac.
You can get healthy by getting the ultimate sea moss at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm not fucking sending money to that tool.
Well,
I'd rather send it to Paul Stamets and get some fucking mushrooms.
Well, what happened was I offered the CIA to pay off the podcast to be Mockingbird Media.
Dude, they probably shove insurers down his fucking gullet, which is why he looks like that.
Well, listen to me.
All right, I'm listening.
So I offered the CIA or Alex Jones to buy us off. To buy us off. And Alex,
the most Jewish looking thing ever.
And then
just like you're.
What happened was I offered the CIA to buy us or Alex Jones. Alex Jones bought us. So that's why I'm promoting the ultimate sea moss at alexjonesstore.com.
Could I buy it?
But
could I buy this show?
But then the CIA found out about this. CIA found out
that... She tried to buy things with that purse.
CIA found out about this, and now they're blackmailing me.
How much does this show
And so I also have to say, we're not affiliated with Alex Jones.
Okay.
Just the alexjonesstore.com, where you can get ultimate sea moss.
Yeah.
You can
what
hit
about
up
goop?
It helps all your glands. It helps good iodine.
Made goop?
It's Irish sea moss.
Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't know.
Who the fuck is Gwyneth?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
What a bad name.
Oh.
Dylan, do you have any plugs?
At Comedy Baddie on Venmo and Cash App.
Oh
nice. Shit! Yeah, please Venmo me, Alex Domagala. Venmo me your favorite. Fun word to tell. You can bully me. I don't care.
When are you dropping the coin footage OnlyFans?
When I make more than $10 on this pod.
So keep typing it in. Well, you'll probably make you might make like $15 this month.
Please feed me. I want some butter lettuce when I get home with some vinaigrette.
Anyone that sends her money, it's got to be at least $5.
It's got to be at least $5.
But she'll. Thank you American. On the podcast in like a sexy way. She'll be like,
I'll just say your tag.
No, say like,
thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
She did cameos and
be like, thank you so much, James Najjar.
Thank you so much, James. Oh, you blocked him. Oh, you
blocked
didn't.
Him.
Blocked.
He's not blocked.
Also,
I need to
Bipolar BJ on Cash App.
Okay.
Venmo.
Bipolar BJ.
Is that literally your name on there?
Brian Johnson.
Oof.
Yeah, he's Dylan's favorite comedian, and he's banned from the podcast.
Why?
Because it's hilarious to ban him from the podcast.
What's wrong with Brian Johnson?
Well, he's been on.
He was on my other podcast,
the Lobo Den podcast, like 8 times.
Okay.
But I mean, we're allied with the Lobo Den podcast. We're actually co-sponsored with them.
No,
I'm gonna go on the Lobo Den podcast.
I've been on it.
No, I'd have to like beg like 500 comedians because they're like, you're a hack.
No, you just ask. You just ask Giovanni Diaz. I can ask for you.
Oh
no,
shit!
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. What? No. Well, I'll just show up under the influence like I usually do, and then I'll just.
I showed up like really hungover.
He's gonna ask you like weird sex stuff.
Oh, I'm just gonna be like, I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't think he gets.
It's like you mean
I don't think when he has women
like
guests, he gets into.
He
tells the same like sex stories every single episode.
You're just sitting there.
He loves sex.
He's like, I love like, this time when I got tickled.
Hey, I also wanted this pack is also sponsored by sex.
Wait, Shex. I want to sponsor something.
My baby mama's calling me sex.
No, you already plugged that.
NordVPN.
What? Oh.
That's a good one.
What about, I want to plug
McAfee
Security, cybersecurity?
McAfee?
Yeah, we'll plug that.
Like, we just
what about
get your
ADT?
Get all your info.
Yeah. Guys, send us your social security numbers and we'll send you a dollar.
God, I really G Fuel. I really want to be sponsored by G Fuel.
Yeah, let me.
Hairscape. Manscape.
Can I do my plug?
Do your. Sorry, yeah. Mac. What is your
follow me at Bad Boy Comedy on all every single platform, and then catch me at Janie's, not in the bathroom with Stephen Hosh and Adam Adish.
He's like the P Diddy of comedy.
Catch me at Laugh Factory and every Janie's actually. Every weekend for the most part.
Madison Square
specifically
Garden.
Madison Square Garden, yes. And
the Vegas, the Dome.
Catch me at the Dome.
At the Bug House Theater as well.
At the Bug-Eyed Theater.
Definitely going to do some work there.
Do they have bugs there? That'd be kind of cool. There's like ants?
No.
Okay, well.
I think there might be like one painted on the wall.
Okay, so you call it the Bug House. Not even one bug there.
No,
that place is bullshit.
Ew.
That's some bullshit.
Well, if you ever want to throw your own gazelles, it's open.
The gazelles is not there.
More like
the baddies.
Yeah, we could do a baddie award.
The social climber gazelles.
Jerry is so bad at promoting the fucking comedy gazelle.
I like the artwork. Who's the guy who does the artwork?
Tom Ryan. He's
love the artwork.
He's awesome. You know that he has Tourette's?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Burke Shakehart.
No, he's...
that's what they call him.
No, they call him Shaker. Okay, catch me at Shakers. I'm not banned.
Oh, I'm banned.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
We're banned.
We're both banned. We're
both banned?
I bet you could... If you both walked in with, like, Matt Brown or something, they'd probably let you back in because it's a gay bar.
No, they wouldn't even let me in with my fucking theater friends, dude.
No, literally. If you walk in with glittered up Matt Brown and Matt Brown vouchers for you...
I thought about showing up with, like, a mustache and being, like... I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. And not making a trans joke out of it.
A mustache?
Yeah. Like, a mustache and a hat and then maybe, like... another person, like, to make myself taller and, like, a big trench coat, kind of one of those funny gags, and then turn on the touch tunes and play the fucking
I actually gotta go. So we'll close it off.
I actually have to go.
Follow me at Bad Boy Comedy. We have a big guest coming up.
She walked off.
We have a big guest coming up, episode dropping Thursday.
Huge!
He's actually, crazy. He's very, actually... big in weight.
He's gonna be the next big thing.
I'll give you a clue. He toured with Louis C.K. He's big.
Jim Flanagan.
He has a lisp. He works at Frank and Mary's. Mm-hmm. That's all I can give you.
He's really cute.
His name
is
Dude.
We need to get him hot. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks. Merry Christmas, and I gotta do a sound.
You gotta do like an alarm sound effect or something.
No, I gotta do a Christmas one.
Oh,
they're telling me I'm not hot.
Oh, okay, I'll start jingling
my
coins.
Merry Christmas.
We're gonna be the hottest podcast, by the way.
Yeah, 2025, we're gonna be the hottest podcast. Almost as hot as Alex Jones.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to, again, everyone in Israel and Palestine.
Oh my God.
And folks, we'll catch you on the other side. I think we're out of the Matrix soon, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go pee.
What if I told you I'm gay?
See you, coin footage. Thanks for listening, and go to patreon.com/bradcomedy for the guest episodes and 300 other episodes that have been behind the paywall for years. And we love you, and we hope that you continue to listen. Make sure you listen to every episode in full so it helps our retention. All right. Bye.
I love bitches.
Subscribe, please, and like our videos. Bye.